landing of the Waffle Boy, the name of the song. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square on the north side of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you can listen through our own audio player, as well as find links for TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
Think about what I gotta do. I don't wanna do the dishes. Don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. Well, I start off with the plates, clean off every hot sauce stain. Knives and forks and spoons, oh my, coffee grounds just clog the drain. I don't wanna do the dishes. Don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. Lies a formidable foe, that unidentifiable black goo from a week ago. I don't wanna do the dishes, don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. But the job is nearly over and my fingers look like prunes. Whiskey for breakfast, about the only thing that cures my mood. I don't wanna do the dishes, don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again.
Scrapers at the Saturday Light Brigade, and a song simply called Dishes. Is this your first time listening? Thank you for finding your way here. Maybe you were fiddling around towards the lower numbers of the FM dial, or in the case of our Kaiser, West Virginia listeners, maybe you found 102.9 FM, the home of WKYW LP Kaiser. Regardless, we're happy you're here. You may have also found us online through our website or apps like Radio Garden, TuneIn, Simple Radio. No matter how you found us this morning, We are simply delighted that you've done so. Thank you for becoming part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
And wait, weather. Can I start that again? Whether you are a new listener or maybe you've been with us for a long time, know that our puzzles are here just for fun. You are welcome to participate by telephone, email, by text, and or silently playing along at home. That's, of course, up to you. We're glad you're with us. Or put it another way, we're glad that you're allowing us to be with you this morning. And the Soundhound, quite eager to release this morning's sound, and I think I probably better get right to it. Here is today's sound. Got it. And here is what the Soundhound just gave to me. 412-205-975. Let's hear it one more time, Soundhound. Any ideas what that might be?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with today's Soundhound puzzle.
Remember the year that my granddad died, gonna rise again. They dug his grave on the mountainside, gonna rise again. I was too young to understand the way he felt about the land, but I could read his history in his hands, gonna rise again. Well, it's corn in the crib and apples in the bin. Gonna rise again. It's ham in the smokehouse and cotton in the gin. Gonna rise again. It's cows in the barn and hogs in the lot. You know he never had a lot, but he worked like the devil for the living he got. Gonna rise again. Trees on the mountainside, gonna rise again. He planted seeds just before he died, gonna rise again. I guess he knew that he'd never see red fruit hanging from the tree, but he planted the seeds for his children and me. Storms of life have cut him down, but
There is Trish Imbruno with Think of What You've Done from the soon-to-be-released album called Trish Plays Bass. Good to hear from Trish. An article about her in the latest edition of Bluegrass Unlimited. Our Pittsburgh, I was going to say bluegrass bassist, but Trish plays bass in many different genres, but it's great that album's out. She's worked really hard on it. We're in the midst of solving today's Soundhound puzzle. Here, once again, is the sound. 412-200-5975. Does Bull Jack thought it might be an ice machine? Brian thought it could be the sound of quarters, maybe coming out of a slot machine. And a lot of other guesses coming in. I'm going to let you know what those are, and then we'll have the right answer. Good morning to Jim, who thought it could be a roulette wheel or a tire parking on a gravel parking lot. Or the correct answer. Well done, Jim. Your last guess was the right one. Oh, he also had a guess of wrapping or unwrapping presents, Christmas presents specifically. Not that, but a good guess. And by the way, you're welcome to keep guessing at 412-200-5975. Mike and Mars got it. He's been sharp today. Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City write to say, could it be wrapping paper or wrapping tin foil? It could be, but it's not. John and Addie in East Deer also heard the sound of tearing aluminum foil. John and Carrick heard rain on a tin roof. Otis and Drew have been dancing because they got the correct answer. Well done, Otis and Drew. You two make a good team. We always enjoy hearing from you. Ron thought it might be a machine where cans are being collected and sorted for recycling. Jim in Blackridge thought it could be an idling tractor. John thought it would be aluminum foil being removed from its dispenser. And Ty had an answer I loved. Ty must be, you know, one of those guys that does those movie promos, you know, in a world where Ty has, it's 1988, and I just opened a new box of cereal, and I'm digging around for the prize. Yeah, I could hear that. It's not that. Your cereal might have been in it before it got home, though. Caden thinks it sounds like bacon sizzling. But Caden's mom, who sent the text, said, I can't help but wonder if Caden's guessing that because I am currently cooking bacon. Caden's mom says that it sounds like wrapping something in aluminum foil. It does. Barb in Oakmont had a guess of heavy rain on a metal roof, but she also got the correct answer as her first guess. Ross had a guess of laundry scent beads spinning in an empty dryer. Not that, but a good guess. Gravel in a spinning cement mixer, also guessed by Ross. Angie in Myers has coins in a coin sorting machine. Not that. Rich has a guess of raking leaves. And a few more guesses continuing to come in. Craig in Macon says, I think it might be coffee beans being poured into a grinder. What sound is there? This is harder than I thought it would be. Russ has marbles released from the top of a metal sliding board. Rich in Freeport, you just got the correct answer. Brian just came up with an aluminum foil or tape dispenser. I'm going to give you a little bit more of the sound now. Sound Hound, are you ready? Roll it. Jess is going to join us on the air in just a second with the correct answer. And then we're going to talk about a barbershop harmony event that is coming up that we're excited to let you know about. Chaz, it's time for you to reveal the answer to help those who are wondering just what the heck is that? How are you?
How are you guys today?
Good, thank you. Doing quite well.
Good. You know, at first I thought it was the aluminum foil, so everybody that guessed it, that was a good guess. But it is a shopping cart.
Yes, and I think we were tricky. Because all of our shopping cart, the one we used, all of the wheels were moving in the same direction. We didn't have the one wobbly wheel.
I was just going to say that, you know, if you'd have put like a thump in the middle of the Sound Hound sound, it would have been the one cart in the store that I get every time that's got the bum wheel.
It always seems to be just that way. Shopping carts, the design of shopping carts has endured over the years. Sometimes they're wire coated in plastic or plastic altogether. Mm-hmm. That design seems to be pretty standard. And
yes.
But well done.
I like the little ones at the grocery store, the small ones, because the aisles are usually always crowded and you can maneuver quicker through people.
Ricky,
with the smaller ones.
Ricky likes this too, and I'm blessed because she does most of the supermarket shopping, and she prefers the little ones because she says, you know, you go to these larger grocery stores and it's like a demolition derby sometimes as people rush, and she said those are good, and they also sometimes help her limit what she buys because there's always
that's
so much
true too. You can't buy the big, huge industrial-sized boxes of stuff that way.
Yeah. Well done. I hope you have a good weekend. I'm glad you started it with us.
Thank you.
Take care. That's Jess out in the South Hills. And Tommy is way out in Virginia this morning. How are you, Tommy?
I'm cool right now because I'm inside.
Yes.
But it's going to be 105 heat index this afternoon.
Woo.
I'm gonna like my air conditioner today.
Yes, we got our electricity bill, I think Wednesday, and woo, that's the only thing that made me feel hotter than the temperatures. But you know, it's money. We've got ceiling fans going. One of the problems is the cats hog the air conditioning. They lie right in front of the vents, and we're trying to teach them not to do that as much, but it's hard to teach a cat anything.
My animals would have a hard time at my house because they're all in the ceiling.
Yeah, the
air vents are in the ceiling, so the cats can't get to those.
Yeah, the ceiling fans, that helps a lot. The ceiling fans are great, but you have to be sure they're moving in the right direction, which, Ricky, it's...
Up, blow up in the wintertime and down in the summertime.
Yeah, it's counterclockwise right now. Yeah, if you want them to work counterclockwise. And they are.
Depends on what state you're in as to what those things are called. Some places they're buggies, some places they're carriages, some places they're baskets, and some places they're carts. But they're all the same. They all make the same sound. Unless, like you said, they got a woogada woogada wheel. So.
Well done. It's a very distinctive sound, and once you know what it is, it becomes really a little bit more obvious.
Well, you gave us all a clue when somebody said he's digging for the prize in his cereal box, and you said it might have been in this before it was on your cereal box,
on your
table. And I said, that's what it is.
Well, and when
my brain, I said, I know that sound, but I couldn't place it.
Not to be too intentional, but when I played the longer song or longer clue, I said, roll it, which was meant to help a teeny bit.
Right.
Well done.
And I wish you could have found that song by John McCutcheon. I heard it on YouTube, and it really touched my heart because this ain't me. It's what the cult song is called. And he goes to the doctor and gets the diagnosis he's got lung cancer.
That's
exactly what happened to me two years ago. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
2 years ago, April. Yeah. And I had the bottom lobe of my right lung removed, and now I cannot hold. You know, if you get a dotted whole note at the end of a stanza, I can't make a dotted whole note. I can't hold it that long.
Your voice sounds great, however. Great and clear as always.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Well,
but we're enjoying the show a whole lot, brother.
Thanks.
Thank you, Dan.
Take care. And that's Tommy. And let me give you some additional answers, correct or otherwise, that just came in. Linda in Collier thought it might be a reel of film. John and Addie in East Deer. And this would be a good song, or a good sound someday. They thought it could be bingo balls. Jim in Crafton Heights, new shopping carts. Russ also thought of bingo balls. Annie, out in the eastern suburbs of Philadelphia, eastern Pennsylvania, thought it was a shopping cart. And she heard me mention that cereal would have previously been in our correct answer. John in Economy Borough got it. Maggie in Slippery Rock, good morning. Nice to hear from you. She thought it might be packing peanuts. Rich in Freeport also got the correct answer, and I mentioned other correct answers coming in as well. Thank you for playing along with us. We were looking for a shopping cart, and let me make sure that the Sound Hound gets a little bit of food. And Sound Hound, I love you. Leave some food for... later, if you would. I'd like to be sure you get plenty of water. As a reminder that those of us who take care of animals just like you need to make sure we give them plenty of water when we have weather like the weather we're having right now. Congratulations if you knew we were looking for the sound of one or more shopping carts. It is now our pleasure to talk with Lois Trelor. And Lois is with the women's barbershop-style singing group, the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. They've been here to perform on SLB before, and this coming Monday, July 28th, they have a show, and it's nice to have you with us again, Lois. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What we actually have on Monday is a guest night.
Oh, and tell us what that's all about.
Okay. Well, Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus is a women's a cappella four-part harmony chorus that sings, we sing in the barbershop style, but we sing all kinds of music, not just barbershop favorites. And on Monday, July 28th, from 7 to 9, we're having a guest night where we welcome women of all ages and abilities to come and join us to find out more about what Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus is and to learn some music and sing along with us on the risers and hear us perform so they get a real taste of what we do and how we do it.
How nice. So it's kind of like a soft recruiting or a night where you can sample what it might be like, actually what it is like.
Yes.
That's
And we rehearse at the Sharon Community Presbyterian Church, which is at 522 Carnot Road in Moon Township. It's actually just off of University Boulevard, just down the street from Robert Morris and Moon Township High School.
Yeah, and that's
very easy to get to.
Yeah, not hard to get to at all. I know you've been involved with the group for a while, and I'm curious because it might encourage folks to come out to guest night. What has brought you joy in being involved with the group, and what would you say to others to encourage them to at least give it a try?
Well, Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus is part of the Sweet Adelines International, which is the world's largest women's music education organization. So one of the things that appeals to many women who have sung before or are currently singing in a church choir or some other kind of activity is that they are able to broaden their musical skills in a fun setting. Another thing is that it's really a wonderful way to make fun, to make friendships and have fun, as well as learning to sing better. When I joined in 2013, I was looking for something to do locally because at the time my job involved traveling a great deal and I wasn't able to be at home during the week to attend very many things. But I knew that I was going to be ending that travel situation in about 6 months. So I was hunting for things that I could do at home in my local area in the evenings and take advantage of and meet people. And the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus was just spot on for what I needed. I had sung in high school and a little bit in college. I had done some musical theater, local community theater, things like that, but I really hadn't sung regularly since I had been in high school. And I had always loved to sing, and I enjoyed singing harmony because I was part of a harmony group when I was in high school. And the people at Sounds of Pittsburgh were absolutely so welcoming and so helpful and generous with their time and their friendship. And after a few months, you become part of a sisterhood. We support each other in good times and bad. We travel together to go to competitions and to education weekends, and it's just become a wonderful part of my life.
Well, that's so nice to hear. And Ken, Sharon Community Presbyterian Church, which is out in Moon Township, easy to get to, as you heard Lois say. And this is July 28th between the hours of 7 and 9:30. I'd suggest getting there relatively early so you can enjoy everybody's company. And I hope you get some folks showing up. I think it's a great way to meet new people and to try something new, especially that will not involve having a phone in your hand or a screen in front of you, just being able to interact with people directly, face-to-face. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would just like to welcome any of your listeners. We take women as young as 16. If someone wants to come with a younger singer, that's fine, but the parent would need to come with them. And we welcome singers of all types and ages to try out Barbershop Harmony. And in August of this year, August 31st, we're going to be singing the National Anthem and God Bless America at the Washington Wild Things game in Washington, Pennsylvania. And some of the singers who come to our guest night may choose to learn those two songs and join us and sing on the field at the Washington Wild Things game.
That is going to be fun.
It would be a lot of fun. And we invite, and their families come, and we have a great time out at, I think it's called EQT Park out in Washington, Pennsylvania. And we also invite singers who have not done this before to come in October and start learning Christmas music and then perform with us at a Christmas concert in December. So everybody has an opportunity to come and try it. There's no pressure to join. We just want you to get an idea of what it's like to sing in a chorus and learn to hold harmony, which is really a very challenging thing for those who have not done much of that kind of singing. And when it works, it's just so great, and it's so much fun. And we all enjoy each other's company, and we enjoy learning the music and being able to perform. We perform all over. And if you need an organization to perform for a meeting or at a particular event, we are available. You can find us at soundsofpittsburgh.org. That's our website. And we would love to hear from people. You can also find us on Facebook at SPC Chorus, or on Instagram at Sounds of Pittsburgh.
Lois Treloar, thank you so much for being with us. And here's hoping that guest night this coming Monday, July 28th, goes well. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. It's a good thing they're looking for women, not men. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
In the city's clang and clatter, in the endless cell phone chatter, when the big trucks roar and rattle all my bones, when the TV drowns my thoughts out with its dry and deadening drone, I will raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. I am here, I am here, and I am a human being. So I raise my voice and sing. In my rumbling, roiling room, in the crash and blast and boom, when my neighbors shout down all my quiet joys, and the world now seems deafened by the howl of its own noise, I will raise my voice and sing. raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. I am here, I am here, and I am a human being. So I raise my voice and sing. Under twilight stars aglisten, for a minute I can listen to the fleeting hush of peace in my heart. But the day shall start again with its dread and draining din. So I raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. I am here, I am here, and I am a human being. So I raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. I am here, I am here, and I am a human being. So I raise my voice and sing.
Pat Wichter at the Saturday Light Brigade, and raise my voice and sing. A great song from a great songwriter and singer. Pat is a powerful songwriter and singer. Good morning to Bill in Luciusboro, Pennsylvania. Nice to have you tune in. If you were playing along with our Soundhound puzzle just a few moments ago, I'm behind on acknowledging texts and emails. It gets a little harder as we start to get a lot coming in. So hopefully I'll be able to get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you for being along with us here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We have an Afterthoughts puzzle coming up.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Our solar concert series has been going along beautifully this year. We are proud to partner with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place to present the 2025 Solar Concert Series. This coming Thursday at 12:15, Appalachian and Irish Tunes with Devilish Mary. That's July 31st, this Thursday, at our Nova Place concert stage. You can see the complete schedule at slbradio.org. Concerts start Thursdays at 12:15 through August 28th. Well, now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is now time for this morning's After Thoughts puzzle. I am going to give you three words, and it's up to you to come up with the one word that naturally can follow the three that I give you. One word, and I think there's only one, naturally follows loose, new, and tea. Loose, new, and tea. Any ideas as to what that word might be?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412 200 1-888-752-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with our Afterthoughts puzzle. This is Mary McCaslin.
Mailman's overdue. neighbor has the flu. I can hear his wife, she's griping. I never used to care. It wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. I'm sitting on my window seat, just watching my day walk by. There's a lot of people I should meet. If I could find a reason why. There's a whole lot of things I gotta get up and do, like finding you.
What a great voice she has. That's Anne Hills with The Things I Notice Now. And another great voice, Mary McCaslin, doing Way Out West here at the Saturday at Light Brigade. We're looking for the word that follows loose, new, and tea. I could add maple as a clue, or lettuce. Lettuce as a clue. 412-200-5975. Mike in Alabama got the correct answer. So did Jim in Crafton Heights and Mick from St. Clair. Mick had a guess of bag. Loose bag, kind of could fit, but new bag, like Papa's got a brand new bag, and tea bag certainly works. He did come up with the word we were looking for, which fits a little better. Ross added the clue table. And Kathy and Shaler got the correct answer, listening along with Terry, John, and Economy Borough got it. So did Patrick in South Park. Gail in Stanton Heights got the correct answer. Tommy added maple and green as clues. Mike and Mars got it. And I believe that almost gets us up to date. Stu, listening in Aurora, New York, or East Aurora, I believe it is, got the correct answer. And good morning to Willie in Clarion City, who called with a request a little bit earlier. We'll see if we can find it. We actually did look for it. We don't have it immediately, but we'll take a look to see if we have it for a future week.
The first leap is sunshine, the second is rain.
And now Carla has got the correct answer. We gave you a nice introduction with a little bit of this song. What word did you come up with?
Oh, the word is leaf.
Absolutely.
Yes, leaf. And that shopping cart, that did not sound like shopping carts to me. In fact, I was a little bent out of shape. I went to Giant Eagle for the first time in a long time, and they're switching, at least mine is, to those plastic carts. They don't have that same sound.
But yeah, they do have a lot of those. That's where I was mentioning Ricky goes for the smaller cart so she can survive the demolition derby that takes place at the supermarkets. It can be hard to maneuver around.
Anyhow, I did get that leaf, and I'd thought of table as well. And I got a little distracted because I'm having a memorial service for Sparky.
You mentioned that it's the anniversary. Is it the anniversary of Sparky's birth, right?
Birthday.
That's what I thought.
July 31st, and the American Council of the Blind has a community online thing, and I'm doing a tribute to Sparky, a couple of poems. There was one of my friends that wrote a poem from Sparky as if he was writing from heaven, and he said he thought Sparky gave him that poem. And then I'm going to let people share about their pets and guide dogs, and then after that I'm going to give them some resources, some good books that I've found and read that have helped me through this, and so I'm still missing him. It's very hard, but I'm going to hope that this will help me and others.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing to do. Those relationships with pets, it's tough. When a pet is sick or gets to the point where they're about to go, it's really hard because communication, I mean, they can't talk to you. I mean, they sort of can communicate with you, but you just wish you could talk directly. At least I know I do. But
yeah.
I think somehow they eventually understand.
I think so, too. And I think they're going to be in heaven waiting for us. I really do. There's this wonderful book I read. It's Cold Noses by the Pearly Gates, and it's by Gary Kurz, if anybody wants to look it up. And it's a theologian that proves that our pets and animals will be in heaven.
Oh, it sounds...
Uses scripture to do that. That's really good.
Sounds like a very good book for those who are struggling with the loss of a pet. Well, I hope the service goes well. I know it will. One reason I know it will is you're going to be helping other people as you do it. That's going to make a big difference.
And I'm doing it to honor him. And if anybody out there is in this situation, I highly recommend that book too, because it gives you a devotional at the end. But see, if he were here, I would have put him on the birthday list. You could still wish him a happy birthday. He's in heaven. And he was going to wish me a happy birthday on March the 3rd. He told me he was going to call you, but It didn't happen, of course.
Well, I'll remember to wish him a happy birthday, July 31st. Thank you, Carla.
Well, thank you, and keep up the good work. I love your show.
Thanks, Carla. We'll be celebrating birthdays in just a moment. Leaf, the word we were looking for. Larry and Vanessa are at the rainy Elwood City Farmers Market and came up with Leaf. Oh, Stu has a great clue. Gold. That would have been a wonderful clue. Gold Leaf. Alan in Squirrel Hill came up with Leaf. As did Trish, who is in Cook Forest, Pennsylvania. Well, it is birthday time. And we have lots of birthdays to celebrate, starting today with Raymond of Chalfont, from Grandma Helen, Kylie of Valencia, from Sister Caitlin, and parents Jim and Colleen, and Jim and Nicolette of Crafton Heights. Happy anniversary to the two of you. Tomorrow, Sunday, Melissa of Manesson, from your family, and Leanne King, the queen of Mineral County tourism, from Ed and Karen. Just wrapping up a week's vacation, Leanne is, and we wish you a very, very happy birthday. We know you've done so much to help support the radio station, Mountain Streams Radio, WKYW LP. Happy birthday to you on July 27th. On the 28th, we have Genevieve Brooks of Morningside, Courtney of Lower Borough, and Chad of Crafton, from Sharon and Ava and Owen. On Tuesday, the 29th, it's Courtney, John, and his twin brother Robert, Maddie of Brentwood, Katie from Rosie, Jen, Thomas, Chris, and Tom and Mary Ann. Tiger of the North Side. Also on the 29th, we have Adrian of Lower Pearl and James of Bellevue. Moving to July 30th, Herman from your friends and family, Galadriel from Araliana, Abigail, Isabella, Elsa, Leora, and Eamon. Doug of Bridgeville, from Glennon, and parents Ralph and Mary Ann, and Maisie of Verona, from Mom and Dad. On July 31st, Sparky, the anniversary of his birth, from Carla and us. Also, Max of Morningside, from Mom and Dad, and Hallie. Craig of Macon, Georgia, from your Ohio brother and sisters, and that one sister in Michigan, says this email. Happy birthday, Craig. Also, Brandon of Beachview, from Mom and Dad. Darren Morton, from wife Dana and family, and us. Aaron of Ligonier, from Joe and Roseanne. Cindy Rogers in Indiana, Pennsylvania, from us and your friends and family. Jacqueline of Delmont. Finally, on August 1st, it's the anniversary of Jeff and Bonnie.